like to ask the children to come forward. Good morning. Brantley, you coming over? All right. Okay. All right, so we'll show and tell to start with. Okay, I'll show, you guys tell. What is it? You know what that is? You don't know what it is? You know what it is? It's a what? What do you do with that, Brantley? Okay, you can use it in your nose, and you can use it in your ears. We call these things, most of us in the South call them Q-tips. Doesn't matter what brand they are, where they came from, they're all Q-tips, right? So what we can use this to clean our ears out, okay? Brantley said you can do it, you can use it in your nose, okay? So if you need to put saline gel or anything up there in your nose, if you're having allergies and things like that, we can do that, okay? Well, do you think that anybody in the congregation needs a couple of these? Not that they didn't clean their ears this morning. But you think anybody in our congregation needs this? Okay. Well, let's do a little activity. How about you guys go out there and give everybody in the congregation a Q-tip right now? Okay? Can you do that? Okay, we'll go. You gonna help him? Well, Brantley, I got a question for you. Are you missing anything?
Yeah.
What are you missing? You're missing a few of these, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. But come on back. We'll look at that later. Well, today in our gospel, Jesus is going to appear to those disciples again. Okay. They're out on the beach. Okay, not the beach that we think about with ocean waves, okay, but they're out on the beach. And Jesus tells them to cast their nets in a certain spot, and they catch all of these fish. It's like the second time in the Gospels that Jesus helps them catch a tremendous amount of fish. Okay. And he makes them breakfast with bread and fish over a charcoal fire on the beach. And then he shares with them what he's always shared with them, even more love. But you know what he tells people to do? He tells those disciples to do? What does he tell them to do with that love that he shared with him? You guys do it every day with your parents, I guarantee it. Okay, come here. Well, I'll come to you. Kate's going to show us sharing love. There we go. But before we can share that love, Jesus shared the love with them. And he tells the disciples, feed my lambs, tend my flock. So he's telling them that he wants them to continue doing what they had been doing for the last 3 years while they were learning under Jesus. Our job as a follower of Jesus Christ is to share God's love with everyone, even Duke fans. Sorry, couldn't resist that. Or Carolina fans, however your case may be. Okay, but we're supposed to share that love with everyone. People we like, people we love, even people we don't like and we don't love sometimes. But sometimes our ears get a little clogged up, and that message doesn't always sink in, and we don't act the way that Jesus wants us to. So this week, let's work on being a sharer of God's love. And we're going to pass out some Q-tips. We might have enough for everybody to get one. I don't know. But I grabbed a handful. Okay? So we'll do that after we pray. Okay? All right. So will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for the gift of Jesus and His love. Jesus offers us your love, mercy, and care so that we can share your love, mercy, and care with others. We love you, God. Amen. All right. So if you want to do this right quick, grab a few Q-tips and go out there and share them with folks. And don't forget the choir. There's a handful for you. All right. I don't bite till I eat. Yeah, I love them. There you go. All right. Here you go, Kate. Oops, I dropped them. I dropped another one. All right.